Air traffic controllers in Yellowknife, Canada, joined in a widespread pizza-based act of goodwill last week. I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and I found out air traffic controllers in the Northwest Territory's capital city bought their counterparts in Juneau some Domino's last week as a federal employee's unpaid payday came and went. Air traffic controller Mark Hillman heard about some of his colleagues in Edmonton sending pizzas to their Anchorage counterparts.
Well, we heard about Edmonton doing a similar thing there and a few other.
He's Canadian and works at the Yellowknife Airport.
One of the fellas here suggested Juneau to do something just to show solidarity, right? I mean, I can't imagine getting having to go to work and not getting paid. We kind of just wanted another northern tower that was maybe similar in size to ours. Yellowknife is the capital of the Northwest Territories, and Juneau, obviously, the capital of Alaska, so we figured we'd sort of fit in there.
Hillman called up his counterpart in Juneau last week.
Honestly, it was a little out of the blue.
Juneau air traffic controller Rob Swinton got the call. He represents 13 air traffic controllers for his union who work in that tower. They were strangers.
But I'm definitely interested in going to visit now, you know, once this government gets opened back up.
Swinton says it was good timing. Last Friday was when he and his coworkers could go online to see what their upcoming paychecks would be.
We were anticipating it, but it makes it a little more real when you log in and you see $0 and 0 cents. When you know you've worked 80 hours or more in the last pay period. But morale took a big dive on Friday. And then we got that call. And I'm like, well, it helps for sure to know that there are people out there that are, you know, supporting us.
They had their pizza lunch, paid for by Hillman's Canadian Air Traffic Controllers Union, in the tower. There's no pizza pictures. Swinton says they have to jump through a lot of hoops to get permission to shoot photos up there for security reasons and to minimize distractions. And Swinton says, with the shutdown, they've got other stuff to worry about.
Got this very real distraction right now of controllers not knowing when they're going to get their next paycheck, how their mortgage is going to get paid. I mean, you know how cold it's been. These heating bills are going to rack up. This is all something that's on everybody's mind every day while they're up there.
He's quick to note, they're still being professional and keeping the airport running safely. One of his employees was just starting his new job as the shutdown began. Swinton was reluctant to identify him because he doesn't have union protections yet, but says he ought to be in training, but can't because of the shutdown. He just signed a lease and is living off savings. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.